distraught over the fact that we've analyzed things correctly, we've been right all along, and that things are actually worse than I'd always thought.
Can you feel the pain? I can feel it too. It's inhumane how the government is doing you and how they doing me. This is our history. It's right in front of you, but still remains a mystery. All the cover-ups that take away our liberties are slowly trying to take away the rights that God has given me. We had a president that wanted no more secrecy. Them Secret Service murdered him and wrapped it up till leaks released. I want the evil ceased. Do you want the same? Or would you rather see the earth engulfed in Satan's flame? I wish to God for change, but know the choice is ours. If we don't take the action before the choice is gone, then we deserve any fate that we are given. And the hell on earth they painted for us soon will be the vision. What the fuck's it gonna take for y'all to listen? It's time for you to make a damn decision. I don't know why, but every time I look to the sky, I seem to feel a tear come to my eye. I wanna cry, because everyone is living a lie and acting like we shouldn't fight to survive. I'd rather die, cause I'd rather fail in life on my own than feel the same. Doing what I was told just set me free. So it's the way that God intended it be. A patriot is what's expected of me. They got the camps ready and the chambers too. You trying to say you let them take you if they came for you? And just imagine what our children would be made to do when even priests are now distrusted as a safety rule. Man has been made a fool and been stripped of his power by other men who seem to think they're the gods of the hour. In our blood they have showered, in our tears they have bathed, but still it seems a blind state is where most have remained. I'm so close to insane when I see the confusion. The truth is set before the eyes of those choosing to use it. They see truth as a amusement, nothing more than a toy. They cast their cares away with breath and the death of a boy. Yeah, these folks we employ worship gods we do not, and make deals with the devil on their rise to the top. Time to open our eyes up and make sure they are stopped, lest the seconds be vanished, no more ticks on the clock.
I don't know why, but every time I look to the sky, I seem to feel a tear come to my eye. I wanna cry, because everyone is living a lie and acting like we shouldn't fight to survive. I'd rather die, cause I'd rather fail in life on my own, I feel the same. Doing what I was told just set me free. So it's the way that God intended it be. A patriot is what's expected of me.
You heard of Bilderberg, meet the men in control. Also responsible for death where it's taking its toll. They have total control, and the theory is this: 90% of the population just shouldn't exist. Only 500 million, as the number was given, most of which are the slaves for these men in position. Most are said to be brilliant, I'd have to disagree. When I witness the grove, rituals in the trees, the Republican Party, homosexual orgies. These aren't the kind of men I wish to see speaking before me, preaching morals and values while denouncing the Lord. These are the types of things humanity shouldn't afford. They've been drugging the water, also feeding us poison. Corporations just bribe, so politicians ignore it. Rockefeller and Rothschild got their grips on it all. Cut the roots of the system, patient waiting to
fall. I don't know why, but every time I look to the sky, I seem to feel a tear come to my eye. I wanna cry, because everyone is living a lie and acting like we shouldn't fight to survive. I'd rather die, cause I'd rather fail in life on my own than feel the same. Doing what I was told just set me free. So it's the way that God intended it be. A patriot is what's expected of me.
We need to have a completely evil government run by completely wicked corporations. The Carnegie Endowment for Peace is really the Carnegie Endowment for War. The Rockefeller Foundation is hell-bent on drugging the water supply. And I know the Rockefellers more than 100 years ago invented philanthropy, because people kept pointing out they gave no money to charity. They had giant monopolies and were routinely murdering entire towns of people whenever they wanted their property. Oh yeah, the Rockefellers are so powerful, even over 100 years ago, they would just, from Pennsylvania to Colorado to California, you could just type in Rockefeller-funded massacre and read mainstream media reports, university history. But they know the spirit of resistance was defeating them, so they had to then start posing in the last 100 years as philanthropists. When the devil's got his hand on your shoulder telling you how much he likes you, you don't tend to recognize the devil. And that's what happens. And most people, when they get blown out to a meeting and they go up the top of a big skyscraper in a huge office with a beautiful secretary bringing them coffee, and they get brought in and told they're going to be given power and they're special, Most people don't even think about selling out. It's not even a thought that they're selling out. They just, wow, this is success. The ladder drops down, and they just start climbing it.
Welcome to Vigilante News Press Radio, where we are tired of government corruption, the UN infiltration of our U.S. sovereignty, horse prostitute media corruption, secret globalist meetings, and the perversion of our local justice system. We will expose you, every single one of you. We will even expose every single little puppet minion within your network that is spread across every state of our nation and every little town. We will expose you. We will expose your puppets. Anyways, if you're wondering what we're about, well, when authoritarians pretend they are pious and revel in nitpicky control freak power trips, which they like to impose onto the public, while they themselves are morally defunct, and in secret are vile creatures swimming around in a cesspit of scum and rat vomit and pig vomit, we need to expose them. Today is the 7th of January, 2013. If you would like to download this podcast, go to VigilanteNewsPress.com, that is VigilanteNewsPress.com, and click on podcasts. Also, we encourage you to get active in our forum and to become an active Vigilante member of our press by helping us to expose the local redcoat traitors and socialists and commies in your area. And speaking of our forum, there's not a lot of people in there right now. As a matter of fact, there's just a lot of people trying to post advertisements from Asia, unfortunately, which is not what I intended it for. However, I would appreciate it if somebody from every state would keep an eye on the local news, because a lot of local news is not getting the attention it should as a result, especially because there's a lot of horrible things that's making major news, and there's a lot of things just going under the radar. And if we could get people that in every state or every major city can funnel in the news that you think is very important but is just going under the radar and is very local, please set up something to post it in the forum, and we will keep an eye on it and make stories about it, and it'll just help us to expose people, because we're not about just attacking the head. We want to attack everything. We want to attack from the ground up. You know, like the image of Nebuchadnezzar, or that was hit by that rock that wasn't carved by the hands of man. It strikes it at the foot, and the whole thing poofs up in the dust. We kind of go from the, our approach is wanting to be, is one from the bottom up. You knock out its foundation and the whole image will fall. And that's the route we're going. And we need your help. Anyways, I want to thank you for tuning in. I am your host, Shlomiel. If you have any feedback or comments, email us at VigilanteNewsPress@Yahoo.com. That is VigilanteNewsPress@Yahoo.com. Also, let us know if you'd like to co-host, be a guest, or do an interview. Anyways, I guess in this week's news, especially the more immediate news, it's Obama and Biden speaking about how they're not going to take away your guns, how they love the Second Amendment, and even though it's completely against their actions, it's completely against Obama's entire administration and everything they've been saying. Everything that's been leaking out of there has been saying, we're going to take your guns and we're going to push for it. We're going to do it passively through executive order, or we're going to do it passively by making ordinances, which are not laws. They're just going to try it, whatever they can. But you know what? If you want to believe Obama and Biden, go ahead. Just like he said he wasn't going to sign the NDAA. Well, you know what happened when he said that? Well, all the activists just took a little nap. Like, oh, he ain't going to sign it now. We won. And then, as soon as the bill came up, he signed it. He signed it. He did a bold-faced lie. So you think he's not going to boldly lie to your face again? Okay, so you're on the party that you're like, oh, my teammate won, Obama, yay, and you wave the little O flag around. Wonderful. Okay, if he's going to lie to your opposition like that, you think he's going to not lie to you? And there's Okay, say you wave an old flag around. Say you're a complete zombie. And, you don't understand nothing aside from good beer and, you know, men tackling each other. Okay, if everything in the NDAA is against the other team, why does it affect you? It will affect you. See, you can't let these guys take away your rights just because you don't like the other team. It's just absolutely stupid and ridiculous for you to fall for that. Now, he also said he wasn't going to give tax hikes to anybody. Well, what's this? 3.9% tax hike on a 401k? Is that not a tax? Yeah, that is a tax. And a lot of you have retirements that are based on 401k investments. So he's now taxed your retirement. How do you like that? Yeah, it used to not be. One of the benefits to having a 401k was that it was not taxable. Well, now it is. And it just goes, it's pretty petty to go, you know, I'm going to rob people. It's like premeditative to go rob the old man down the street. He's like, I'm going to wait till that person becomes a frail old man and then I'll rob him. That's wonderful. These are the type of people we're dealing with. And you know, it's just dirty tricks. Dirty tricks all around. Straight up lying. They don't care about you. Like this Illinois gun ban that they were trying to do. It just came out in the news that hey, everybody got victory. Everybody was like, yay, we won. It barely failed. Yay. And then they're behind closed doors. They immediately call their little house thing over there and start something up again. And now they're trying to get rid of guns again. And this is how they work. They tell you they're going to do something, and then they do the opposite. They're straight up liars, and they admit they have no moral fear of God. What do you think they're going to do? People that don't fear God, you really think that they are going to do the right thing because they love you? No, they don't care about their soul. They care about here and now. They are creatures of flesh. They only love this world. They serve mammon. They do not serve you. They do not serve God. So you cannot trust these people. I don't know how many times I have to talk to people that just can't understand this. If they don't fear God, who do they fear? Do they fear you? No. I mean, seriously. Anyways, also Alex Jones came out saying in Austin, Texas, and in Travis County, that they're trying to ban gun shows. They're trying to ban gun shows in Texas. Are you serious? And they're trying to do it secretly. Behind everybody's back. They're not making it a news issue. It's just something that their council is going to get together and just try to enact, try to push. And you know, the people are going to wake up one morning, a good majority of them, and they're going to be like, hey, you know, didn't this one gun show come into town? Why is it not here? And then they'll find out, you know. That's how things have been working lately, and it's very, very... It's very frustrating, but, you know, it's your job to get the word out, and we got to do everything we can to get the word out, because these guys will do anything they can, secretly or through straight-up lies, to impose their will of authoritarianism and a police state on you. I mean, here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, even the local news, which is owned by a lot of these shady people, they'll go around and try to set up these gun shows all the time. They're always trying to go around and set up gun shows. They're not trying to break the whorehouses. They're not trying to find the big old stocks of crack cocaine. They're not trying to infiltrate the government that is doing corrupt things. They're not trying to investigate nothing. What they're trying to do, and they do it in every state. I see it in every local news. I mean, there are exceptions, but for the most part, the local news is working against you. If it's oppressing you in some way, shape, or form, if it's upholding a law to later be used against you, they're all for it. But when the government's being corrupt, they don't even notice it. It just goes right over their head. And that's by design. That's not their thing. But anyways, we should be getting to the news here. Okay, our first headline will be from judicialwatch.org. Judicial Watch announces list of Washington's 10 most wanted corrupt politicians for 2012. Judicial Watch, the public interest group that investigates and prosecutes government corruption, today released its 2012 list of Washington's 10 most wanted corrupt politicians. The list, in alphabetical order, includes, and I'll read off things from them, but some won't be included in this because it's just, you know, it's not as shocking. Because some of the things people did in comparison are worse, so we'll just go over those. But the first is Republican Vernon Bachman, and Secretary Energy of State Stephen Chu, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and UN Ambassador Susan Rice, Attorney General Eric Holder, Republican Jesse Jackson Jr., Senator Robert Mendez, President Barack Obama, of course, Senator Harry Reid, Republican David Rivera, Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius, and it also includes dishonorable mentions for 2012, which include former Senator John Edwards, Republican Michael Grimm, Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano, General David Petraeus, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Republican Maxine Waters. Now, the first one here we have is of Secretary of Energy Stephen Chu. It says the final decisions on Solyndra were fine. I guess that's quoting him, said Secretary of Energy Stephen Chu in his testimony before the House Energy and Commerce Oversight Committee on November 17, 2011. Chu's decision to pour $528 million tax dollars into a failing green energy boondoggle that went belly up in 2011 is indefensible and corrupt, especially in light of the fact that Solyndra's key investor, Tulsa billionaire George Kaiser, we see a lot of this corrupt jerk in our town, also happens to be a major Obama campaign donor. Now, let me cut in here because it mentioned our one of our wonderful billionaires in this town. He is a Freemason. He's a Jewish Freemason. So if anybody gets word that's in the temple around here, you know, that knows he's. Because a lot of Jewish people don't like that. So, he is a Jewish Freemason, and I think he's an open one. But, anyways, he is a part of the Tulsa World, so he manipulates the media here. The Tulsa World is one of the major papers here in Tulsa. And he runs a Kaiser Foundation, which he launders a bunch of money. And then he also has, you know, ties to the Bank of Oklahoma. And there's another big bank. I think I forget the name of it, but it's the bank that a lot of the richies use around here. And he's behind every shady politician here. You know, a shady politician here, they get their campaign funded through this unknown entity, and you know, it's usually his foundation. Like when you do all the researches behind it, but. Anyways, aside from that, we'll move on to Stephen Chu here. On March 12, 2012, Republican Daryl Issa's Energy and Oversight Committee exposed the full extent of Chu's incompetence and corruption in a report citing numerous examples of dysfunction, negligence, and mismanagement. The by DOE, Department of Energy officials, raising troubling questions about the leadership at DOE and how it has administered its loan guarantee programs. The report accused Chu's DOE of having turned a blind eye to the risks that have been glaringly apparent since the inception of the program. Okay, now we move on to the next one here. Is Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and UN Ambassador Susan Rice. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who's a woman of the year or something. I forget. She was in something this week. I can't recall what it was. All I know is she's very... Oh, she's sick in a hospital now. She's trying to duck the Benghazi thing because she's just... She knows the truth, and she just don't want to be a part of it. But it's just sick. I mean, Marines died. Marines died, and she ain't gonna do nothing because she knows something was wrong there. Anyways, the UN ambassador Susan Rice lied about the events surrounding the Benghazi massacre. Hillary Clinton, the only first lady to have been the subject of a grand jury investigation, is a regular visitor to our most corrupt list. While this is a first-time appearance for Ms. Rice, one day after the attack on September 12, 2012, Secretary Clinton said the following: "Some have sought to justify this vicious behavior along with the protest that took place at our embassy in Cairo yesterday as a response to inflammatory material posted on the Internet. America's commitment to religious tolerance goes back to the very beginning of our nation. But let me be clear, there is no justification for this. None." She then joined President Obama in taping a television ad apologizing to the Muslim world for the obscure video, spending a reported $70,000 in taxpayer funds to buy the ads. And then Rice repeated the Benghazi lie over and over again on every major television news network. Hillary Clinton and Rice's lies about one of the most significant terrorist attacks since 9/11 are perhaps the scandal of the year out of this administration. Little wonder that in his October 2012 testimony, Eric Nordstrom, a former top secretary official in Libya, who was criticized for seeking more security in Benghazi, felt compelled to tell the House Oversight Committee that conversations he had with people in Washington led him to believe that it was abundantly clear that we were not going to get resources until the aftermath of an incident. How thin does the ice have to get before someone falls through? He unquoted. This said he was so exasperated at one point he told a colleague that for me the Taliban is on the inside of the building, which is hired by the U.S. government. They're working. The Taliban's working for the U.S. Alex has laid it out. You can find the information on Google. Our troops are the Taliban, I guess, in there. It's very sad. They're supposed to be the enemy, but I don't know. It's a CIA thing. They keep using them. They keep imposing the will of the World Banks. Which, anyways, we'll move on here. Attorney General Eric Holder is the next person. A regular on our annual top 10 corrupt list, Holder shamelessly operates the most blatantly politicized Department of Justice, DOJ, in a generation. And with the Operation Fast and Furious disgusting scandal, it is no exaggeration that his agency has blood on its hands. Fast and Furious was a reckless DOJ / Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives ATF. Nullify the ATF. Get that ATF out of there. That's a unwanted agency. Get it out of there. It's so full of corruption. Anyways, ATF gun running scheme, in which guns were sold to Mexican drug cartels and others, apparently in the hope that the guns would end up at a crime scene. Well, they did, and it appears that the guns were involved in the deaths of hundreds of Mexican citizens, as well as the murder of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, who was killed in a shootout with Mexican criminals on December 2010. On December 5th, 2012, CBS News reported that 17 DOG and ATF officials had been faulted in an Inspector General investigation of the Fast and Furious scandal, but the man at the top remains unscathed, even after becoming the first Attorney General in history to be cited for criminal contempt of Congress for refusing to divulge documents about DOJ lies to Congress about Fast and Furious. And he's very cocky about it, too. Anyways, every day that Eric Holder remains at the helm, the Department of Justice sinks further into the abyss of cronyism, corruption, and deceit. And it is well past time for him to go. And now we're on to Republican Jesse Jackson Jr. On November 21, 2012, Republican Jesse Jackson resigned from Congress in disgrace, acknowledging in his statement that he had made his share of mistakes, unquote. This may well be the understatement of the year. Jackson has been under federal investigation for alleged campaign finance improprieties, including reported using donor dollars to remodel his home and purchase personal gifts, a potential criminal violation. Add to that the fact that Jackson was one of the major figures implicated in the massive scandal involving jailed former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who was brought to justice in 2011 for a number of crimes, including his efforts to, quote, sell President Obama's vacant U.S. Senate seat to the highest bidder. The evidence strongly suggests Jackson was one of those bidders. Because Jackson refused to resign before the November elections, Illinois taxpayers will now be faced with cost of a special election estimated to cost $5.1 million. The late great Chicago newspaper man Mike Royko famously said that the official motto of Chicago should be Ubi Es Mia, where's mine? Clearly Jackson and his cohorts have taken this motto to heart. And now we're down to Senator Mendez. Senator Robert Mendez joins the Judicial's Watch list of Washington's 10 most wanted corrupt politicians for 2012 in what might be considered a sort of lifetime achievement award. As far back as 2007, Senator Mendez was investigated by a federal grand jury for illegally steering lobbying business to his former chief of staff, Kay Licozzi, with whom he was also romantically linked. In just a few years, her firm reported $1.3 million in business, with nearly $300,000 coming from a New Jersey medical center that was later awarded government funding thanks to a push from her former boss and lover. In 2010, Mendez and his colleague in corruption, Senator Frank Luttenberg, allocated $8 million for a public walkway and park space adjacent to upscale waterfront condos built by a developer whose executives have donated generously to their political campaigns. The veteran legislatures have received about $100,000 in contributions from the developer, according to federal election records. Perhaps not so coincidentally, the developer's Washington, D.C. lobbyist was a longtime senior aide to Mendez. And to top it all off, in October 2012, the Daily Caller broke the story that two women from the Dominican Republic claimed that the senator had procured their services while on spring break at the luxurious Casa de Campo. Then in mid-December, the Associated Press revealed that Mendez employed an illegal immigrant as an unpaid intern in his Senate office who was a registered sex offender. It's funny how Democrats, well, I like to go on the left-right paradigm sometimes, but don't get me wrong, I don't like the left or the right. I have ties to the right because there are conservatives there, and there are Tea Partiers there, and there are some wishy-washy libertarians, but anyways, getting there. Democrats are the first to go look for Republicans and go on a witch hunt to see who's hiring immigrant. And it's usually Democrats. It's pretty sad. Anyways, the next one is the highlight here. Well, not to them, but to us, is President Barack Obama. Where there's a Hall of Fame for broken promises. It says, here is one that would get you on the first ballot. Let me say, it is as simply as I can. Transparency to the rule of law will be the touchstone of this presidency. President Barack Obama, January 21, 2009. Instead of transparency, the rule of law over the past 4 years, we have witnessed the great expansion of government in modern political history and consequently an explosion of government secrecy, scandals, and abuses of power among the following highlights. Illegal recess appointments, and it goes into all that. And illegal immigration. In mid-June, Obama announced that by executive decree and in apparent violation of his oath of office, his administration would stop deporting and begin granting work permits to younger illegal immigrants who came into the U.S. as children, according to the AP. The policy change bypasses Congress and partially achieves the goals of the so-called DREAM Act, a long-sought but never enacted plan. Lest anyone doubt that Obama knew he was overriding the law of the land, in March 2011, he said, "There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system, that for me, so simply through executive order, ignore those congressional mandates would not conform with my appropriate role as president." So again, there's a Barack Obama lying to people. He made agreements in his oath of office to respect Congress, and this is a complete violation of law and a disrespect for Congress. But we'll move on here to unprecedented secrecy. Judicial Watch has had to file almost 1,000 Freedom of Information Act requests and nearly 100 lawsuits against Obama, and on issues ranging from Obamacare to the continued funding of the criminal Acorn Network, from tracking Wall Street bailout money to the unconstitutional use of Caesars, to White House visitor logs, to the attacks on the integrity of our nation's elections. This president touts transparency, but condones lawbreaking of open records laws by his administration. And it also notes unconstitutional Caesars. He keeps appointing leaders that there's no, it's unlawful for him to do that, but he keeps hiring czars or naming czars. Anyways, the next one is use of executive privilege. He keeps using that like crazy. Let's see, what's his next one here? It just ends here, and the list could just go on to add infinity with Benghazi gate, bailouts, abusing the perks of office for luxury vacations for his family, and of course his personal involvement in the Solyndra scandal. But the bottom line is this: the federal government under Barack Obama is off the rails and out of control. And now, with Obama having been given the flexibility of a second term, it can only be expected to get worse. Yep. And the next guy is Harry Reid. I'm getting weary of reading all these. Okay, I hope you're not getting weary of listening to them, because you got to know what these guys have been doing. But anyways, the next one is Harry Reid, a July 30, 2012 headline in the Las Vegas Review-Journal alerted Nevadans to Senator Harry Reid's latest influence-peddling scandal. This one involving ENN Energy Group, a Chinese green energy client of Nevada law firm, of which Reid's son, Rory, is a principal. As Rutgers reported On August 31st, 2012, Reed has been one of the project's most prominent advocates, helping recruit the company during a 2011 trip to China and applying his political muscle on behalf of the project in Nevada. His son, a lawyer with a prominent Las Vegas firm that is representing Ian and helped it locate a 9,000-acre desert site that it is buying well below appraised value from Clark County, where Rory Reed formerly chaired the county commission. It is a considerable understatement the deal Rory Reed put together for the firm his dad brought to town saw Ian and purchased the site for just $4.5 million, a mere fraction of the separate appraisals that valued the property at $29.6 million and $38.6 million. Even with all that, however, the project has failed to move forward as rapidly as Harry and Rory Reed would like, for the simple reason that there is currently no market in Nevada for the green energy ENN claims it would produce. But of course, funneling money to the Harry Reid family is nothing new for the Senate Majority Leader, as the Washington Post reported on in a February 7th, 2012 story titled Public Projects, Private Interests. In 2004 and 2005, the Senate Majority Leader secured $21.5 million to build a bridge over the Colorado River linking the gambling resort town of Laughlin, Nevada with Bullhead City, Ayres. Reed owns 160 acres of undeveloped land in Bullhead City. And according to Peter Schweizer, writing for Fox News on December 12, 2012, Senator Reed has sponsored at least $47 million in earmarks that directly benefited organizations that one of his sons, Key Reed, and either lobbies for or is affiliated with. Needless to say, the well-entrenched Senator Reed has been a repeat top 10 offender. And I think this is the last one I'm going to do. This is too much here. Let's see. Yeah, Janet Napolitano, that's the next one. This is on the dishonorable mentions. They had Maxine Waters and a couple other ones here, but we'll just do Janet Napolitano here. According to a Gallup poll, a full 62% of the American people believe that stopping illegal immigration should be a top priority of the U.S. government. Fortunately for the American people, Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano is not numbered among that 62%, and she is the person who is supposed to be enforcing the law. Last year, Napolitano opened the floodgates of illegal immigration by having the Department of Homeland Security review all cases then before the immigration courts with an eye toward halting the deportation of many illegal or immigrants allegedly with no criminal backgrounds. JW uncovered records demonstrating this to be an utter lie. Many of the illegals let off the hook were convicted of violent crimes. Not satisfied with skirting the law in 2011, Napolitano decided to abandon it altogether in 2012. Accordingly, on June 15, 2012, she announced by this memorandum, "I am setting forth how in the exercise of our discretion, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, should enforce the nation's immigration laws against certain young people who were brought to this country as children and know only this country as a home." And goes on, in short, this amounted to blanket temporary amnesty for illegals under the age of 30. With her single statement, she simply declared upwards of 1 million illegal aliens entirely illegal, just like that. No legislation, no debate, no votes, no court rulings, the Constitution of the United States notwithstanding, and in so doing, she violated the oath of office she had taken when sworn as a Secretary of Homeland Security in January 21 of 2009, I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I take this oblation freely with any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of this office, of the office of which I am about to enter, so help me God. So that's all in there. Boy, that was long. That almost weird. That almost killed my voice there, just reading all that, man. But anyways, those are horrible people. You don't have to look them up. I just read it all out to you. But anyways, moving on here to our next stories, which is which would be from the Daily Caller. Georgetown law professor scrap archaic idiosyncratic and downright evil constitution. Georgetown law professor Lewis Michael Seidman writes that the time has come to scrap the Constitution. In an op-ed published in the New York Times Monday, Seidman, a constitutional law professor, claims that the nation's foundational document is the real impediment to progress and solutions to America's troubles. As the nation teeters at the edge of physical chaos, observers are reaching the conclusion that the American... This is him. This is quoting him. I'm sorry. Quote, as the nation teeters at the edge of physical chaos, observers are researching the conclusion that the American system of government is broken, unquote. Seidman also wrote, but... Quote, but almost no one blames the corporate or insist on obedience to the Constitution with all its archaic and downright evil positions. So, and it goes on here, but anyway, it's, I mean, you can expect rhetoric like this out of a Catholic school. I mean, I'm not trying to be out there, but Catholicism is like a communist church that's in the mind control. You don't go by the Bible, you go by what the preachers tell you. You go by what the church doctrine is. But anyways, it's the Constitution is simple. There's no reason to think it's chaotic. It's so simple. And race baiters keep trying to bring up race for the sake of oh, it once contains race in it. No, it did as a means of compromise. It kind of was like a side slap where it says all men are created equal. There were many people, many founders that absolutely disagreed with slavery, and there's plenty of proof that that was a major thing in writing it up, and it was nothing more than a mere compromise that they allowed slavery. But anyways, it's just ridiculous that a guy would say, hey, scratch the whole thing, we don't want rights, we want what do you want instead? Tyranny? The Constitution isn't a problem. The wicked people in this government are the problem. The corrupt are the problem. And the people like this guy trying to say, oh, the Constitution is evil, while the most corrupt people on the face of the earth are in office right now and pushing something in a direction more toward giving them the reins of power is far more evil. And this guy, to even be considered a professor at a Catholic college or be affiliated with God, even mistakenly so, is just a horrible thing. Anyways, we'll just move to our next headline here from justgirlswantohaveguns.com or girlsjustwantohaveguns.com. 400 Texas teachers turn out for free concealed handgun license course. In the wake of the Sandy Hook tragedy, the NRA and other organizations have moved to educate teachers and other school staff on firearms in order to try and prevent events like those of December 14, 2012 from happening again. That movement is gaining support in some parts of the country. The Utah Shooting Sports Council recently offered free concealed weapons training to Utah teachers, and over 200 were expected to attend. Not to be outdone, a gun store in Texas has nearly doubled that number during a recent class. That's awesome. Women with guns are a better shot. My wife shoots way better than me, and I prefer she be protected. I don't want her to go call if a attacker's trying to attack her, if somebody's trying to do something wrong to her, I don't want her to bust out the phone and try to run away from that person as she's calling the police, and then run around in circles until the police car. I just want her to get her gun out and bust a few caps in the guy or girl or whatever. Taking away guns is just something stupid people say because it makes them feel good. Oh, get rid of all the guns and everything will be peaceful. No, there's evil people in the world and they will get guns. And if they don't get guns, they'll get a knife and they'll try to stab you. And if you're weak and you can't out-muscle them, they will kill you with that knife. And if you had a gun, you don't have to be strong. Anyways, this whole argument thing is absolutely ridiculous. Having guns, women with guns, is a good thing. So, husbands, encourage your wives to have guns. Encourage them to shoot. And it's just a good thing. Anyways, we'll move on here to the next headline here from a more local thing, which is the Oklahoman. Turnpike Authority will shut off last of old Pike Pass units, which will affect a lot of truckers and a lot of people that travel. So it's not just local news. So anyways, it goes on to say nearly 500 Turnpike customers still have time to exchange their outdated Pike Pass transponder units for windshield stickers rather than risk getting a ticket or paying more to travel on the state's 10 toll roads. The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is deactivating the transporter units of Pike Pass customers who have received a fifth and final notice to switch to the stickers, which have been in place since March. Quote, if they have a Pike Pass that's been turned off, they are subject to getting pulled over by the OHP, Oklahoma Highway Patrol, unquote. Agency spokesman Jack Damrell said Monday. The Turnpike Authority deactivated 39,245 units Friday, he said, from the list of 85,000 Pike Pass customers who have failed to make the switch. The units were disabled about a month after those customers received their fifth and final notices. Quote, we're finding most customers were non-responsive to those notices because they wanted to wait till the last moment or their contact information had changed and they did not notify us, unquote. Darmreel said, quote, but the majority that we talked to said that they were just going to wait until the last moment, unquote. Transporter units will continue to be deactivated through the second week of January, Damrell said. And in March, or 1 year after the Turnpike Authority began using windshield sticker tags, all the old transponder units will be deactivated, he said, sometime around the middle of March. We will turn off the old turnpike passes, he said. We're done sending out notices. Very authoritarian of them. Anyways, the Turnpike Authority switched to windshield tags because the hard case units are no longer being produced. It's expected the Turnpike will issue about 1.4 million windshield stickers to its 593,750 Pike Pass accounts. Unlike the old Pike Pass units, which could be removed between vehicles, customers are required to have a sticker tag for each vehicle. The tag stops working as soon as it is removed from the windshield. Alright, well, you know, it's very difficult to produce a plastic box. Okay, see, these Pike Passes came in little plastic boxes that a lot of people got, like a two-way sticker, or they used a Velcro sticker to attach to their window or attach to their dash, so when they go over under the Pike Pass detectors, that they would automatically pay their Pike Pass. Well, I guess the box is so difficult to create. They make plastic boxes for everything. This is just a bunch of malarkey. I mean, it's an absolute scam when they make you put stickers, because, you know, it said right there that if you remove the sticker, it deactivates the Pike Pass. So you know what that means? That means everybody has to buy a sticker for every car they own. Yeah, that is another way to raise funds for a turnpike that shouldn't even exist. You're paying money to people that the state has leased it out to, that it's just ridiculous. These are state roads. They are paid by taxpayer money, but they're just shaking you down for extra money. And now the Pike Passes, which they had, are that you could take and go lend to a friend or put in a different car, now you have to buy stickers for every vehicle that you have. And then, like, say you overpay, who knows all the nonsense you have to go through, but say you lose your car or you change a different car, you got to go out and buy another one. See, that's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's a scam. And, you know, I know a lot of you are not affected by Oklahoma turnpikes, but a lot of truckers have to deal with this stuff all the time. It's very annoying. And just having a silly sticker on your windshield, anything can happen to it. You can throw your logbooks on it, you know, in its case, and kind of peel it a little bit. But it's just more stuff that could go wrong. It's just absolutely, it's just getting you. Anyways, I've it's been a long talking for me today. It's been a long day for me. But anyways, I guess we'll end the show. It's all the time I have it. Anyways, and I just want to thank you for your listenership. If you have any comments or questions or whatever, please email us at vigilantenewspress@yahoo.com. If you just want to talk to me, if you want to bring up some issues, if you want to be a guest, if you just want to, give me any advice or whatever, offer help on something, just go ahead and contact me at vigilantenewspress@yahoo.com. Or you can interact with me on the forum. You can check us out on Facebook, and you can also follow us on Twitter. Please subscribe to all our services. On Facebook, try to like that, too. We don't have that many likes on there. But thank you for your listenership, and you can follow us on Twitter at Vigilante News. And I just remind everybody to store food. Beans and rice are always a good, cheap idea, so go ahead and do that. But anyways, take it easy, and y'all bless. Bye. And nothing and no one can replace it. Repent the day.